Introduction. Welcome to this collection of Norse myths, a treasury worthy of Odin himself. Myths are sacred stories and held religious importance to the communities that first told them. But they are also tales told to entertain, stirring sagas full of action, bravery, magic, and adventure. These particular stories are from the Norse people who lived in Scandinavia in Northern Europe. In modern times, this part of the world is split into three countries: Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. These countries were gradually formed from the many smaller kingdoms that existed in Scandinavia in Norse times. Another term you may have heard associated with this old culture is Vikings. While some Norse people stayed in Scandinavia and lived off the land, others sailed across the sea, not only to trade with other countries, but to perform raids. These seafaring groups were known as the Vikings. Between the late 8th and late 11th century, Vikings settled in many places across Europe and North Africa. They were also the first Europeans to reach North America. We still remember their fearsome reputation today, and you can hear their thirst for adventure and fighting echoing through the myths they told one another. The myths of the Norse people featured a whole host of gods, all of whom were associated with different parts of daily life and the natural world. You may have already have heard of some of these gods, such as Odin, Thor, and Loki, since their characters are still often seen in popular culture today. The myths retold in this book are based on the original stories about them. As you will learn in the early stories of this collection, the Norse people believed that there were several other worlds besides our one. The world that they called Midgard. In fact, they believed that Midgard was just one of nine worlds, which were all linked together by a giant tree. These other worlds were peopled with all sorts of magical beings, such as elves, giants, and dwarfs, as well as the gods themselves. Many myths from around the world offer ideas about where the world came from and how the human race began. The Norse myths are no different, but they also deal with the other end of life. The Norse people gave a lot of thought to death, the afterlife, and the end of the world. They believed that those who died in battle as warriors were taken to an amazing banqueting hall named Valhalla, where they would feast and enjoy themselves. Those who died of any other causes were taken to an underworld named Hel, which sounds rather less jolly. In both cases, the dead were simply waiting for an event known as Ragnarok, which the Norse people believed was the end of the world. There was a prophecy that said that the beginning of Ragnarok would be three winters in a row without a summer. This would cause desperation and greed among humans, and they would turn on one another. Then, a giant wolf would swallow the sun, and another would swallow the moon. The stars would disappear, and there would be earthquakes powerful enough to make the mountains themselves crumble to pieces. Then, the sea would swallow the land, and the sky would split in two. At this point, Odin would lead the gods and the warriors from Valhalla to the battlefield, ready to fight the worst monsters of the nine worlds. During this cataclysmic battle, all of the major gods would perish. However, the Norse people still believed in hope. The last part of the prophecy said that the earth would reappear from the sea, fertile and green. Although the great kingdom of the gods would have fallen, a field would exist where it once stood. There, a handful of the lesser gods, survivors of the battle, would gather.